Many in the Czech medical profession were unpleasantly surprised by recent comments by the head of the Czech Doctors Association, Milan Kubek. Speaking before a parliamentary committee on problems in healthcare, the head of the association suggested that work done by female doctors was incomparable to that done by their male counterparts. His words have since led to growing criticism and calls for him to step down. Jan Wellinger has more.
If Milan Kubek has any regrets in his choice of words regarding female doctors, he isn't showing it, at least not yet. Until now, he appears to have stood by an assertion that women doctors' work commitment was incomparable to men's, given women often have to take care of children at home. Mr. Kubek made the assertion in a recent presentation called The Lack of Doctors in the Czech Republic, made before the Health Committee in the Chamber of Deputies, pointing to the growing feminization in healthcare as a serious problem. Almost 53% of the country's doctors are women, many of whom were angered by Mr. Kubek's words. Here's what he told the Lower House's Health Committee on February 25th.
Women's assignments, because they have two roles, one in the workplace and one at home taking care of the children, can understandably never be compared to those of men.
Mladá fronta dnes ran a front-page story on the presentation as well as the reaction, including calls for Mr. Kubek to give up his post. But the story also drew quick protest. The Czech Doctors Association, under its vice president, said that the paper had distorted the facts, arguing Mr. Kubek did not say that female doctors were worse than their male counterparts. For some perspective, I spoke to Czech-American physician Martin Jan Stransky.
On the one hand, I think I know what he wanted to say in the fact that the activity of female physicians in the physician labor force is influenced by other considerations, such as their bringing up children and so on, which of course is natural and it's fine, and as it should be. But unfortunately, what he said came out to mean that that their work capacity, meaning even that their capacity as physicians is inadequate as compared to male physicians. And that, of course, is a tragic statement. At the end of the day, in any balanced country, the director of the physicians' union would be forced to resign unless he issued a retraction.
Another in the medical profession taken aback by Mr. Kubek's comments was Civic Democrat MP Dagmar Molendová, present at Mr. Kubek's speech.
When he said that female doctors were also mothers and couldn't do the same amount of work, I felt wronged. I'm both. For 20 years I worked in the field and I think I did a similar number of shifts to my male colleagues. In this case, I think the head of the Doctors Association went a little too far.
Clearly, Mr. Kubek himself doesn't think so, otherwise he might have issued an apology by now. His refusal to do so has shocked some in the medical profession even more.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for